This is DJ Chuang, and welcome to this podcast series where we will be discussing issues around churches that are reaching the next generation of Asian Americans. And it's going to be a conversation between me here on the West Coast in Orange County and a pastor, English pastor at a Chinese church called Chinese Community Church Germantown. And we just want to have some dialogue and conversation and learn together about the intricacies and complexities and the beauty and best practices and all those things that we hope will be useful for other church leaders and ministry leaders that are trying to figure out how to better minister and serve that generation. So, Ed, would you take a minute to introduce yourself and tell us about your ministry context and why you're interested in this topic?
Great to be with you, DJ. As it's obvious here, I don't look very Asian American. My dad's half Chinese, and my grandfather from China started the first Chinese church, Mandarin-speaking Chinese church, of 55 years ago or so, Chinese Christian Church of Greater Washington. Mm-hmm. I spent 7 years as a youth minister there, mm-hmm. and two years of that was the interim English pastor. And then 2 years ago, I had a great opportunity to go to the church that I'm at now, which is Chinese Christian Church, Germantown, Maryland, which was planted 5 years ago by Chinese Christian Church of Greater Washington. Came up as the English pastor. The elders had a new and different vision than the other church. And they had a vision to try to put three ministries parallel together with one operating board, elder board overseeing the English, Chinese, and children's ministries. So the English and Chinese pastors are colleagues. There's no senior pastor. And there's really a vision not only to reach and equip the next generation, but to become more of a blessing in our multicultural, multi-ethnic community, whatever that might look like. So we're in dialogue about that, and that may also include planting out of our church from and with the second generation. So real excited about it, but as, of course, you know, it's not neat and all organized, and we don't all understand what all, you know, the expectations and everything. So we're just trying to figure it out, and glad to have your input and dialogue to help.
Yeah, so glad that we can have this conversation. I think it's one that needs to happen more often, and I hope by recording it and sharing this podcast, it would be helpful to others, and perhaps others will join this conversation so we can learn together and not reinvent the wheel, and not just rely on oral tradition to learn about doing ministry, since we're on the same team. And for me, I've been connecting with Next Gen Asian American pastors for about 10 years on behalf of L Squared Foundation, which is a private family foundation that's got a mission of developing next generation leaders. And I have some church background, pastored 5 years, seminary degree from Dallas Theological Seminary, and then now more in a parachurch role, having worked with a magazine and a nonprofit ministry that connects churches in various ways. So I'll refer to the website djchuang.com for more information about me and how you can connect with me and Ed Choi to continue the conversation between the episodes. So I'm going to hand the mic to Ed, and then he's going to start our conversation tonight, and then we'll kind of kick it around and try to unpack the various aspects related to it. So, Ed, what's our first topic?
Well, let me just add one more background to this, just for anyone who might be watching or listening. One of the things that stimulated this conversation is my doctoral studies, mm-hmm. and it's very exciting to be doing, to kind of be forced in a way where I'm accountable to do research on a topic that is very personal and very, you know, directly applicable to my context. So my specific topic involves identifying and recruiting leaders in multicultural, Asian American, in multi-ethnic churches from an Asian American background, leaders that are Asian American. So I am very, very motivated in several aspects to learn all I can about Asian American leadership. We talked recently, and you introduced a new term to me anyway, and that term is multi-Asian. And I'm wondering if we could start today by unpacking some of the terminology. And I thought actually that you might be able to help with your background by giving us your understanding of just some of the background or history in the development of some of these terms and how we use how do Asians fit into multiculturalism versus multi-ethnic, and moving us toward explaining this term multi-Asian and what the differences are.
Yeah, very good. I mean, just to get language around this can be it's going to be this first episode, and if we need to go into further, we'll maybe get some feedback in the comments section. Let me do a quick run through history. The term Asian American kind of came out of the civil rights movement out of UC Berkeley, and I think it was reinforced through the census. So there's a checkbox in the race section for Asian American, and some of the other checkboxes have been Anglo-American, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, and I think they've added a few more boxes since then, including multiracial. And the Asian American term has evolved to Asian Pacific Islander, API, and so that's more of the common use, maybe politically correct term to refer to Americans of Asian descent. And so that's the Asian American term and the social context in America for that. When it comes to church development, Asian churches, ethnic Asian churches, by and large, have been what's called first generation. So ministry would be done in the mother Asian language, whether it's Chinese, Korean, Japanese. And those are the East Asians that have had the longest history here in America. And over time, other churches for other Asian groups have been forming and are growing, whether it's Vietnamese, Filipino has a segment, Asian Indian. I know of a couple Cambodian churches that are starting this area for the next gen. And so there are over 7,000 Asian American churches in America. And that's kind of a rough estimate, and I'll put a link in the show note to show you the breakdown. And a majority of those are first generation Asian language speaking. But as their children grow up, English ministries tend to evolve from a youth ministry. So there might be a children's ministry, and then as they get older, a youth ministry, and then perhaps a college ministry if there's a college nearby, and then English ministry for English speaking young adults. And through the social context, often that becomes interracial marriages, and then some form of a full-fledged church, sometimes running alongside of the Asian ministry, sometimes becoming a church plant that's birthed out of mother church. Have you seen some of that dynamic yourself?
Yeah, well, of course, that's kind of the context that I was... when I started seminary, I started in this Chinese church, and basically it started exactly the way you just said. It started as a, immigrant first generation. 20 years later, or probably more than 20 years, the children started growing up. They have a youth group and eventually an English ministry. And And then some conflict. I don't know as much of the history in terms of the life cycle of an English mm-hmm. ministry and mm-hmm. the ups and downs, mm-hmm. but that's pretty much the way I understand the Chinese and Korean churches in this mm-hmm. area. And I would add Vietnamese. We have a relationship with mm-hmm. Vietnamese church as well. Mm-hmm. And the church that I'm in, right now, the elders they're at least open to experimenting with what's typically an English ministry, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which, you know, would be the kids, mm-hmm. College age, whatever, mm-hmm. and then morphs in some way or another.
Yeah. It's become kind of a family issue for the elders. You mentioned something to me about mm-hmm. what's happened in their own family.
Yeah, exactly. And just in terms of
these... Go ahead and describe that for our listeners.
The family issue with specifically?
What's triggered their openness to this?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Well, basically the founding group of men three elders who founded our church, all three of them, their children go to multi-ethnic churches. Mm-hmm. One of them was somewhat involved in the starting of the English ministry, very mm-hmm. gifted musically, worship leader, mm-hmm. but would not be a part of the leadership. So mm-hmm. those three, I've actually tried to follow up, and hopefully in the next week or two I can give an update as to, you know, more specifically what churches they go to, but all three of them go to intentionally multi-ethnic, you know, mm-hmm. in other words, a non-predominantly Caucasian-led church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's more or less kind of my conjecture. I mean, they haven't explicitly said this, but I think because of the way their children have grown up, mm-hmm. Not only that, but the children have married non-Asians.
Ah, wow.
I should have said that first. Yes. So the children married non-Asians, then they go into, they all basically leave the first generation kind of church, and actually leave even what would be predominantly Asian American for the ethnic.
How about that? In my conversation with some multi-ethnic church leaders, uh-huh. They have cited some statistics that interracial couples have a challenging time participating in the life of the typical homogenous church.
Yeah.
And so to hear the story of these three couples that are Asian and white going to a more intentionally multi-ethnic church, I'm glad they've found a church home where they don't have to explain themselves and can just be who they are.
Yeah. Well, that's an issue to kind of shelf it for today, DJ, but an issue I'd love to dive more into, because I think in this area, probably, I'm sure, out in Orange County, LA area, it's a big issue too. I mean, the biracial couples are, it's a huge issue, and I frankly think it's an issue that very few ministries are talking about.
Yeah, and there's a relational network that I'm a part of called Mosaics, Mosaix, and they're fostering some resources and conversation around that as a relational network, and that's been really helpful. I'll put that in the show note. Tonight we wanted to talk more about this language about multi-Asian, multi-ethnic, multicultural, mm-hmm. and how that can help us navigate the maturing of English ministries, and then how Asian churches can support or work with or launch out and all of those things. And so just learning from experiences of others can really help church leaders that are trying to discern what's best for their church and their context. So one of the research that I did over the past 3 years is to identify churches that were effectively reaching English-speaking Asian Americans. And I kind of described them as next-generation Asian American, rather than the numbers, because English speaking ministry, predominantly Asian American, would be second, third, fourth generation. And so I didn't want to just mention one generation, but it covers a number of generations. And then, so I was trying to identify those, and I figure if they're reaching the next generation, they got to be on the web. So that was my means of identifying, finding, and connecting with these leaders. And to my surprise, I found over 100 independent, English-speaking, predominantly or significantly Asian-American in the congregation. Not all of them necessarily Asian-American-led, but definitely a significant portion of the congregation was Asian-American. I forget the exact percentage that I looked for. I think it was at least 30 or 40%, and so over 100 churches that were less than 10 years old, and wow. that was a surprise to me. I mean, this is a significant exponential growth if you were to plot how many English speaking independent churches were there before 2000 or before 1995. I guess it would be. Very few. And so we're seeing this whole emergence of a new generation of churches. And so I'm trying to figure out, well, how do I describe what this is? And not to stereotype or to label, but to be descriptive for the diversity that's in this mix. And that's one of the things about even the Asian American label, people don't naturally gravitate towards that because they have an ethnic identity, whether it's Chinese American or Korean American or Japanese American or Vietnamese American. Asian American doesn't have the same kind of connection. And so, so to try to describe this, I introduced this term multi-Asian. And I think part of the attraction of the term for me, and then as I connect with next generation pastors, they seem to be more comfortable with that term rather than Asian American. And I think we're in a time of many multi kinds of churches. So you've got multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-site, one church, multiple locations. You've got multi-generational, multilingual. What else multi's going on? Multi. It's just become our vernacular, and I think it's a comfortable and fitting term for describing these next generation of churches that are multi-Asian.
DJ, just to push a little bit on that, I just want to try to understand more specifically the stimulus in that is when you mentioned these 100 churches. And certain percentages, maybe 30-40%, that are Asian. Are you when you're using this term multi-Asian? Would that be like describe that? Would that just simply be describing what otherwise would be a Asian American or next generation church? Or tied into that, are you specifically, or are you intentionally using that to describe a church where there's more than one background, so it may not be just Chinese American. It might be some Chinese Americans, some Korean Americans, and others.
Well, for one thing, our generation. Well, I guess I don't know if I should identify with the younger generation. I'm 45 this year, so I'm kind of on the borderline of. Boy, when I say my generation, am I talking about the 40-something, or am I talking about the 20 and 30-something? Well, let me specify and say, well, the 20 and 30-somethings don't like to be labeled. And so when I use the term Asian American or multi-Asian, it's to be descriptive, not prescriptive, and just trying to get a point of reference towards what these what's happening at these churches. And there's a certain social dynamic that happens when a church consists of a good percentage of Asian Americans, whether it's 30% or 80%. And we could talk about that in a future episode. And so I just wanted to try to describe and look at some of the common trends and realize, hey, this is a unique context and there are unique issues that our ministry has to be contextualized to address. So the percentage isn't so much what I was after. It's just looking for churches that were doing things a little, well, not even a little differently. What was the attraction? What's the quote unquote X factor that Asian Americans would prefer a certain kind of church? And so, many of them, a majority of the ones that were listed in the 100 churches list, which I'll put a link to, are led by second generation or third generation Asian Americans. So that whoever's the senior pastor is certainly a factor towards what the pews might look like. And here's two interesting things. One is most of these churches do not self-identify as Asian American. Even if they're over 50% Asian American in the congregation, the churches themselves do not want to be identified, or I'm not sure if they don't want to be, but they don't identify themselves as an Asian American church, or Pan-Asian. That's another term that's commonly used in social circles. I kind of moved from pan to multi just to be more with the time and how people are using the multi term. So they don't self-identify as Asian American, and yet a majority of their congregation is Asian American. And so I have to wonder, well, what's going on there? One aspect might be, well, they don't want to just be an Asian American church. They do want to reach their community, or they do want to reach people who are non-Asian. And so the common story is, hey, I'm an Asian American attending a English church. I have a hard time inviting my friend if it's called Asian American.
Right.
So those are interesting dynamics in this context.
Well, this is very helpful, DJ. I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm just pushing it here, and but I do want to end this with as much understanding as possible. Based on what you just said, you know, if we're using the term, you know, I'm entering in a possible, you know, church plant where the term multi-ethnic is certainly, you know, being used. Mm-hmm. And as I ask college or recent college graduates, I've been trying to interact with as many as possible recently and asking them if they have a draw toward a multi-ethnic environment, church environment, and there does seem to be a desire for that. In bringing up this term multi-Asian, what you're using that term to describe what you're seeing.
Correct.
But it wouldn't be a term necessarily that a church would use to self-identify. I mean,
no,
I'm just
not at all
redundant, but just trying to make sure I understand.
Yeah, that's great. And that's what this conversation is about, is to start understanding and unpacking all the complexities behind the labels and what's happening in these next generation churches. So thank you for the comments.
Great. This is great. So do you see, so it seems like There's still a desire, and it's just almost a natural sociological, human nature kind of thing to be drawn to your culture. So there is a desire for next generation Asians to be around next generation Asians, and yet there's very much a desire to not just be, you know, next generation Asian. Would that be
right?
The accurate.
Yeah. Well, there. It's a funny dynamic. You have Asian American, the whole Asian Mike identity thing. There are some that identify with their roots in their Asian culture. There's some that identify with the bicultural Asian Americanness thing, and we're beginning to see a bit more of that in pop culture. And there are those that just want to assimilate into the mainstream and deny their Asian-ness. And then there's some, and then there's this kind of larger pocket that are just, they don't really think or talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so when we, when we're here talking about multi-Asian, multi-ethnic, it's very much a church leader conversation. It's not really something you'll have in the pews or in the fellowship halls or in the small groups. It's kind of a technical term for us. And also, multi-Asian, multi-ethnic are not going to show up in any church names.
Right.
I don't know of any churches that are named multi-ethnic church.
Right.
And yet there are churches that are intentional in becoming multi-ethnic as
right.
part of their vision, and there's a biblical mandate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately or unfortunately, in the church growth movement, they've introduced this homogeneous unit, quote-unquote, principle that like attracts like, and there's some truth to that, and that there that might be natural, but being filled with the Spirit and followed Christ, we need to be doing something supernatural.
Right.
And when the gospel transcends our culture and we're able to relay and love our neighbor, those who are different than ourselves, that's a powerful witness for the gospel. And I think for next generation Asian Americans, they're in this multi-ethnic, multicultural context. Why does church on Sunday look so different from every other aspect of their life?
Yeah.
So there's something not quite right about that. And so that's the yearning and that's the desire towards becoming multi-ethnic. But there's a couple steps to get there. So you're in a Chinese church, so the context is predominantly Chinese-American. And to diversify, depending on context, you might not go from Chinese to everything else. You might go from Chinese to Korean and Vietnamese and some Asian Indian before you become more non-Asian.
Right. Yep. That's the way I would see it. Yeah.
And so we're just creating space to realize it. That might be the progression.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is a really good start, DJ. I look forward very much to getting as deeply as we can and tossing around, you know, leadership issues. But right off the bat, this has been very helpful for me, just to getting some of the background of the terms and how we're using them and clarifying some of that. So this is helpful. I hope it's helpful to someone else out there, and we'll continue the dialogue in the weeks to come.
Fantastic, Ed. Really enjoyed this conversation.